contributed to this more academic qualification. What even knowing students on to an A-level programme only have to spend 2 to 4 subjects to study. Many of the students study these 4 subjects for a full year, at the end of which they will have an A-level qualification. In their second year, they will normally focus their attention on just 3 of these subjects and drop 1. On the other hand, they take extended diploma for applied courses, equivalent to 3 A-levels. They tend to be the coursework rather than exams, so students who have been with public assessment tend to do better than if they were studying A-levels. We also tend to offer students more specialist learning, so we're often particularly suitable to these students who have a specific career path in mind.
When students are applying to the college, they need to think about what type of learning they respond best to. Are you good at exams? Do you do well with coursework? If you do excel at exams, you should not have a problem with A-levels. If you find exams difficult and do better with coursework, BTECs might suit you best. You should also consider what you want to do after you leave college. Do you have a university course or career in mind? If you have a very definite career plan, specialising your learning with a BTEC extended diploma might be entirely appropriate for you. If you have yet to decide, a broader programme of 4 different subjects at A-level might help you to keep your options open. Whichever type of course you choose, a host of university and career options are open to you, provided you apply yourself to your studies and work hard.
I really enjoy it. I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about taking care of that whole